Hi, welcome to another episode of Washing Machine Lit. I meant to record yesterday, but there was a change of plans because I was supposed to go for dinner and drinks with my friends yesterday, but then plans got cancelled because of some things that came up. So I didn't get to drink. And I thought that if I drank then I would come back, be a good mood, and then actually have a really nice time talking. But no, I didn't get any drinks and I didn't have any dinner plans. So I missed out on that. And I was also oddly tired, so that's that. So for today, this morning I thought that, you know what? I'm gonna go drink. Alone and kind of just record that, so I'm gonna get tipsy while doing this. So I bought myself a bottle of soju. In where I'm at, it's legal to drink at the age of 18, so this is not illegal in any way because I'm abiding by the law. Yeah. In terms of let's just discuss music first. Currently we're listening to a bunch of playlists which are covers done by the same artist called Seungyeon. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned him in the past two ones. He's part of X1, he is an R&B artist known as Woods, he's also a rapper under the name Louisi, and then he was also in a group called Unique. Anyway, he's debuting in a new group called X1. Okay, before I get started on topics, I currently have a bottle of soju, Yakult, or as you guys call it, yogurt drink, but Yakult, and some lemonade, because I can't take soju on its own. And I also have a glass of water and some white fish snacks in case I start to go a bit crazy. I'm not trying to get drunk, I just want to be on a high. Tipsy, on the edge of drunk, but not drunk, because I actually have a little jazz concert to go to tomorrow. It's kind of funny, my first jazz concert is I'm actually going for my first jazz concert because of my dog, which I'll talk about later, but first I'll just open this. I've had soju a couple of times. I had it the first time in Korea. And this was the one that I had, and I kind of hated it because it was so on its own. So half a glass of soju, and they say to pour equal amounts of Yakult, but I don't know, I only have one. If I took two, my parents would know. Honestly, they would know. They would see the soju bottle tomorrow morning and they'd be I did it again. Okay, not again, but more of you drank. And I think they'd be kind of disappointed. I've already used up half. It's okay, there's always water. So, first toast of the night. I should clink it somehow. I forgot how did Jungkook do this the last time. So grab a drink and drink with me. And cheers. Did that work? Wait. Okay, whatever. This is the best I can do. With Yakult is the best. It goes on so much easier. But it also means that I'm likely to get tipsy a lot faster. How much alcohol is in this? Oh my god, it does not say. Oh wait, no, that's 17%. Oops. Okay, in terms of topics, the other day I was I actually kind of have a topic in mind to talk about. The other day I was listening to Dandy Vampire talk about his first time on the internet and his experience with it. I thought it would be kind of fun to think back about it. So if we think about first time on the internet, or like rather like earliest memory, mine would be Habbo Hotel. Yeah, and I think it came out in like the 2000s, Habbo Hotel, and it's basically just like a hotel. No shit, like it's a hotel. And then like it's like all the pixel people, and it's like you can like, you know, talk to like people all over the world through like this little hotel. I think I remember this the most because like Habbo was one of the sites where, you know, you had to be like 13 and above in order to play. And then like being the rebel that I was when at the age of 6, I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna pretend that I'm above 13. But I was 6. And I think the worst part about that was the fact that because they had a lot of moderators, and I got found out that I was not 13 and above. So the police actually sent a letter to my house telling me that like, we noticed that you're not 13 and you've been playing this and that's wrong. And I was like, oh fuck. I mean, I think like that was like one of, like the most amount of panic I had, because they suddenly felt really watched. And then they were like, if we notice any more activity on your account and we realize that you're playing it again, like we will be forced to take action. And I was like, like like no, I'm a law-abiding citizen. And so I didn't. So like I never lied about my age again until Facebook came along. But my days on Habbo were kind of fun, I guess. Like we used to play this game called Falling Funny, and basically like all the rich people, like you go to the rooms of like the rich people, and then like what they do is that they draw a bunch of like furniture on the floor, and you have to quickly get on the furniture, and if you didn't, you get kicked out. That was really intense. At least from what I remember. Yeah. Yeah. I also got into like my first online relationship in Habbo. I think I had like a partner. Well, technically I would say boyfriend, but I don't know whether the person playing as the male was actually a guy, maybe it was a girl. Anyway, I'll be referring to that to this person as a them. So yeah. My first like partner online relationship was on Habbo for like a week, and like we talked a lot, and then after a week, like I guess I didn't see them, and like maybe when they were online they didn't see me, and we kind of just like stopped. And then shortly after that I got my police letter, so like I had to really stop. But yeah, I don't know, relationships online are kind of weird. Like, you know how like you do like the whole asterisk to like represent that you're doing something? So like it'll be like asterisk hold hand, asterisk kiss, asterisk hug, or something like that. And so now that I think about it, I'm just like, eh. It's a genuine bad news for me when I was younger. Yeah. This calls for another sip of regret. Yeah. Oh, I really should have gotten flavored soju. I just got like the fresh one. I should have gotten the grape one. Oh my god. Oh shit! Wait, hold on. Okay. So as a precaution, because I have puked when tipsy once, so I currently have like a little barf bag to make sure that like I don't die. And I'm gonna start eating like my whitefish snacks now because like, I'm getting scared. I'm a bit weak when it comes to alcohol. I must not deny. Okay. Anyway, back to first times on the internet. Yeah, so after Habbo Hotel, I found like the more kid-friendly one, which was Club Penguin. Club Penguin was really fun. I think I had premium at one point. Yeah. So like, I could get like the like exclusive fishing rod where like you can get the blackfish, yeah. Which was fun. I don't know, I'm like thinking back to like childhood memories and like my first times on the internet, and like I guess the one that kind of like made most impact was maybe like Barbie.com. Oh my god, I was so basic. I was six. And aside from like Barbie.com, other than just like playing like the Barbie games, like you could play stuff from like Polly Pocket and My Scene. I've never actually watched like My Scene. In a way I have, but like I really don't remember them. Who were the girls? Madison, Chelsea, Barbie and Noli. I loved Noli so much because she was the one who looked the most Asian and the most like me, so I admire her so much. And I don't know, I guess like My Scene, Barbie kind of like faded into the background for me. Like, she wasn't what you would call memorable. Yeah, like Noli, Madison and Chelsea were such good characters. And then I remember they brought in an extra girl at one point. I don't remember her name. Maybe she wasn't that memorable. Oops. But yeah, I was so in love with those games back then. And it's kind of sad now that like when I try to like look for those games and I play it, I'm just like not as amused as I was from before. Like I remember you could like style them according to like certain themes, and like you could paint their nails and then you could print them out and like get like your own like little like nail cutouts. Yeah. But then I don't know, I played it like last year again, like when I was searching for it, and it wasn't like very fun anymore. I don't even think like it felt nostalgic. I think it was just like I'm like bored. I do this once and I'm just like, oh, okay, that's enough. Which is like really, really sad. My childhood has been taken away from me. Like Club Penguin is gone. I think one constant thing about like my first time, like comparing my first times on like the internet, or like my earlier times on the internet, as compared to now, is that I still suck at like talking to people online. Yeah, like in Club Penguin, like it was so hard for me to make friends. And it was always like the struggle of like wondering like what should I say, like if I say this and like, you know, this and I would get so paranoid that someone wouldn't want to be my friend because like I was just so awkward around strangers. And I don't know, I think it's kind of stupid that it's like I'm already awkward enough around like strangers in real life, and then like I'm awkward with them online. Like, I don't know, I guess it's kind of harder to gauge like what someone is thinking when you can't see them. Whereas like, you know, if you're talking to someone like in real life, like you can kind of guess by like facial, actually no, not by face. The face is the easiest to mask. The easiest way to find out whether someone is interested in talking to you or not is by looking at their feet. Yeah, I learned this in theater. So if someone's feet, or like at least like one of their feet is like facing towards the door, it kind of, their body language kind of indicates that like they want to leave the conversation. However, if like their feet are like facing you, you know, or like at least like in your general direction and not towards like the nearest entrance or exit, it means that they are interested. Yeah, that's what I've learned. So, because of that, I've kind of like been more aware of like the way my feet are positioned whenever I'm talking to someone. If I don't want to talk to someone, I realize that like my feet actually point towards the entrance, and I'm just like, eh? Like some genuine bad news. Having drinks. Oh man, soju is so strong. I think I'm like halfway through the bottle. I don't know, I can't tell. Like, I suppose it would be half, but it's not exactly half because like the top of the bottle is quite slender. Whatever. But yeah, I guess like other internet experiences. Omegle. I used to go on Omegle a lot. Like, just to, like, talk to people, and I don't know. I guess I thought it was always fun to kind of be, like, cool and mysterious, you know? But, sooner or later, I just realized that, like, this just made me sound like a dick to a lot of people. And I remember, like, because that was when I had my huge One Direction phase. So I would, I would put One Direction in my interests. And the funniest thing is that there's solo teenage girls on Omegle who are interested in One Direction there. You actually find like guys who are looking to like prey on teenage girls in the One Direction tier. It was actually quite scary for a while. Like, you know how you always ask like ASL, so age, sex, location, and I would kind of like make it up, be like, 14, 14 female Canada, or sometimes it would be like 17 Japan. I was a liar to so many people on Omegle, and that was because I was trying so hard to protect my identity. And now I'm just like, I don't give a shit. Actually, no, I do give a shit. I give a lot of shits. But yeah, on like Omegle, I don't know. I think it's like one of like the most exciting yet scariest experiences I've ever had, because like I'm not only talking to like people who aren't my age, but I'm talking to people who might want to like take advantage of the situation, especially if you went on like the video chat stuff. Like, you just see a bunch of dicks everywhere, and I'm just like, huh? So imagine me like 12 years old, and I'm just like on Omegle hoping to have like some good fangirling times, and I just see a bunch of dicks, and I'm just like, guess I'll die. Like, I was just like, oh, do you have cake? And I'm just like, you know what, fuck this shit, man. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm getting a bit flushed. I've had like 2 sips. Oh, I'm a weak bitch. So cheers to that. Oh, that was a lot louder. Yeah, the Yakult definitely makes it better. Alright, if it wasn't there, it'd be so hard to go down. Early internet experiences. What else did I do on the internet? Barbie.com, Club Penguin, Hubble Hotel, Omegle. I guess YouTube, like a lot of YouTube, but you know, that was mainly like watching things. Oh, I was a Wattpad writer at one point. Like, I think like if I go and like look for my Wattpad stuff, I can still find it, but the music's soft. Yeah, but I was a pretty cringy Wattpad writer. Like, I remember my first fic, it was based off like real life experience. Okay, not real life experience, but like the characters were like people that I knew from my cohort. I was 13, by the way, and I liked this guy a lot, and I was like really jealous that he liked someone else instead of me, and I was just like, what's this shit? That was how like my not like other girls phase started, because I was like, I'm so unique, like why don't you love me? And then like I kind of realized that I was being like really possessive and all that kind of shit, and I was putting other girls down, blah blah blah. Anyway, in that story I killed like so many people. Like, it was kind of like morbid for like a first fic. And then like, I deleted that, thank god. And I moved on to like other things. So I started writing fanfiction. No, not fanfiction. I actually started writing like original stories, but like they're so bad. Like, it's, oh my god. Like, it's like not thinking about it, it's just like, why do we romanticize like relationships where the guy continuously ignores the girl and like she still loves him? You know, like he's being a dick. Like, no. Yeah, so I wrote stuff about that, and like a couple years later I went to revisit it, and I realized I loved the second lead more than I liked the main. Like, I liked my own second lead character that I did for the main. Yeah, and one of my friends actually wrote like a little like side story on him, and I was just like, oh, I'm so glad. I wish more people write about him. Oh, so I'm getting a bit dizzy. I'm like, I have like low tolerance. This is why when I drink in like a safe space. I drink in the comfort of my own home. And I also make sure that I have snacks. This white fish snack that I have, like, apparently is made from, like, cuttlefish. I know it sounds disgusting, but it's actually just, like, long white strips. Apparently there's, like, chili powder in it, and I just found out today. But it's so good. It was, like, my childhood snack for, like, the longest time. Yeah. So I'm gonna have a bunch of those. I'll probably end up like posting this like tomorrow morning when I wake up rather than like later, because I'm pretty sure by the time I finish the bottle of soju, I'm not even gonna be able to like crawl to bed. Like in my bed, it's like 5 centimeters away from me. No, not 5 centimeters. Maybe it's like, I don't know, I'm not making any sense. Because I still kind of have to like pack up and all that kind of stuff, so I can't get too tipsy, you get what I mean? Like, if not, I'm like gonna fall over and I'm gonna get scolded. Like, drink in moderation. That's what. Yeah. Right, early internet experiences. I don't know. I guess like when I went onto the internet, I always like wanted validation from people. Like, even now, like, I must not deny, like, there's still a part of me that's just that, like, I need to be validated. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, like, I really enjoy, I mean, not enjoy, but more of, like, I'm really all about, like, self-love and everything. I'll get more about that later. But there's always, like, there's always going to be a part of me that wants validation from other people. And it really, like, warms my heart whenever, like, I receive comments that say, like, oh, like, you have a really nice voice, and thank you for doing this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, someone appreciates me. And it's like, the more I was there, I'm just like, oh my god, people actually like this shit. And I'm like, oh, like, my heart's so warm. I think you guys can, like, kind of tell that we're, like, getting out of it a bit. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm starting to, like, kind of feel the alcohol, and like, not even like halfway done with mine. You know what? A tiny sip of water. Okay. Yeah, so validation is always gonna be something important to me, I guess. I don't know. Like, I'm a bit of a people pleaser, but I'm also like, yeah, no, I'm a people pleaser, and I kind of like it when I make others feel good. But I know that sometimes, like, when I make others feel good, it's like, it's not even like because I want to make them feel good, but rather because I want the compliments that come with it. Oh my god, I'm being too honest. All of you guys are going dumb. No, please don't go. Okay, but you have to admit, like, there is always some part of us that's gonna be really self-centered and selfish, you know? And it's kind of, like, a part that I've, like, accepted for a really long time, is that I'm kind of selfish. Not kind of selfish, I am selfish in, like, multiple ways, and I get kind of possessive, which is, like, not a really good trait, but I've been, like, working on that a bit, yeah? Yeah, I guess that's what made, like, online, like, relationships so difficult for me. Like, even now, I kind of have friends, like, on Tumblr, but, like, it makes me worry that, like, you know, they don't, like, talk to me first. Yeah. Because I'm just like, oh, maybe I'm not, like, important enough to be, like, talked to first and all that kind of stuff. It makes me worry quite a lot. But, I mean, I've been trying to, like, kind of push past that. Like, this friend who I talk to a lot, and then we always talk about D6, which is a really good band. Go check them out. Oh, speaking of which, like, they kind of released tickets for, like, my area today, or, like, the pre-sale. But there was no point in me, like, participating because when they come, I'm not gonna even be here. And, like, because of, like, political tension between, like, Korea and Japan, like, they're probably not gonna come to Japan for a really long time, and that makes me really upset. Yeah, so, I have the worst luck ever. oops. But yeah, online friends. I don't know. I'm talking to like this person now, and okay, not just like this person. Like there are two other people who I talked to, who I met online, and like I admire them, but it's also like kind of hard to like talk to them because I'm just like, am I bothering you? You know, that kind of thing. And it's like sometimes when I have like nothing to say, I'm just like, but I should say something because like who knows when they will respond to me again. Yeah. I guess it's one of the problems that I've been having ever since like I went onto the internet. It's like finding out like whether I'm worthy of like starting up a chat with, because I'm not sure how to like talk to people. Like even with my friends, you know, like sometimes I'm just like we'd be on Telegram and then like we'd be talking. And like, I don't know, like the conversation dies down and I'm just like, should I text them? Like if I double text, like, is that to them like annoying? Like do they want to talk to me? But if they want to talk to me, like wouldn't they talk to me first? You know, that kind of thing. And I'm just like, if I bombard them with like only my problems because I have no one else to talk to, like does that mean I'm only like using them? I think I kind of like overthink like all these kinds of things. Oh my god, I need a drink. I am a troubled youth. Oh, I really start to feel like the soldier hitting. Oh my god. I can't really sit straight. Like, okay, the last time like I got this tipsy was like, I was staying up all night to like kind of finish like a some of my work. Yeah, and because I couldn't think of anything, so I was just like, you know what? Let me just go drink like a cup of Baileys, and then like I got super dizzy. And I was starting to like text like my friends like random shit. I think I kind of rapped in mine. If I look for like the conversation, I should be able to find it. Oh yeah, today I saw a thread. Oh no. Okay, I didn't knock anything over. I saw a thread of BTS as young Keanu Reeves. And honestly, screw BTS at this point in time. The moment I saw those pictures of Keanu Reeves, I was like, oh my god. Keanu Reeves, when he was younger, was like, like, Trey Magnifique. he was so good looking. And he still is. Like, he's such a, like, a cinnamon roll. I love Keanu Reeves, guys. I think I'm, like, going a little bit crazy, you know? This is how I'm like when I'm like tipsy. I realized that I'm like a lot more honest and I get very giggly. So there was once when I went, when I went to Hong Kong with my friends, it was one night where like I got like super tipsy and my friend was telling me like some like really deep shit. And I ended up like giggling halfway through. Which it's not something to like laugh about, you know. Like, it was, like, actually, like, serious shit, but I was, like, I felt so bad for, like, the longest time, because, like, it's, like, serious shit, and I'm laughing at her. Okay, not laughing at her, but rather I'm laughing at, like, the situation, and I couldn't help myself, I was just laughing. You know, if I get to, like, the stage tonight, like, we're going, like, this is gonna be, like, a super long-ass, like, recording. Like, it's already, like, what, half an hour? Yeah, so... This is probably gonna be like an hour and a half long. I don't know. Whenever I like finish the soju. So this might end up being like a 2-hour recording whatever. Oh, I think I found it. Okay, yes. this is while I was watching like Jungkook's V Live when he got drunk off wine. So oh my god. Like he was like, oh, Starsing fans call me a lot to see if this is my number. Starsing fans are basically stalker fans, yeah. And I was like, alright, OMG, that makes me so sad. Why Jungkook? Oh my lord, no Jungkook, my putti can't get hit and won't be hit though I want a date. And I was like, oh damn, I'm a rapper. Oh my god, I'm so funny. To myself. By the way, I can, like, still, like, kind of think straight, okay? I'm, like, still, like, kind of being, like... I have, like... Just logic, but, like, physically, I'm, like, going a bit crazy. I'm gonna pour a bit more yakult because, like, this is kind of disgusting. Like, just, like, soju on its own. Okay, maybe a bit more soju. You guys are just like hearing a lot of bad decisions right now. You know, just now I was actually playing D&D with my friends. Dungeons and Dragons, if you don't know what D&D is. And like after the session, I was like telling my best friend. I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna drink soju, and I'm gonna get drunk. Okay, not drunk, but like tipsy. And he was just like, this is such a bad fucking idea. And I was just like, true, but why not? Oh, I'm starting to see what he said was a bad idea. Oh. Maybe you should add like the rest of the alcohol. But all I have left is lemonade. I don't know why that would go well. I don't have a lot of lemonade either. I'm getting very dizzy. Oh no. Okay, eat. But yeah. D&D was fun, like, I kind of joined in a bit late because they had like a session last week and I was sick, so I couldn't join. But I joined like this session, and basically like we kind of infiltrated like this cultist place. I don't know, I think there's like some attack on the city, and Spice Girl. I love the song, by the way. Like, good shit. Anyway, so like apparently like the city was getting attacked, and then like they were sending out like troops. So we went to like this cultish place. We managed to catch like one of the cultists, and we haven't tortured him yet. But it was really exciting, like, yeah, D&D is fun. I managed to like negotiate like really well, actually. I was talking to like this like stoner, and I was like, yeah, like cool shit. And then, oh no, I'm not making sense. I don't know, recent updates on my life. Oh, I was cleaning up my room the other day, and I found my PSP, my old PSP. I've been looking for my PSP for quite a while now, because like on my shelf, I actually have like Persona 2, and like I was so excited, and when I opened the box, like it wasn't Persona 2 inside, it was Harvest Moon, and I was like, I've been scammed. I was like really upset when I found it was Harvest Moon. I was just like, where did the disc go? Is it in like the PSP? And then I found it yesterday, and I started playing Persona 2 again. I never actually completed it, so I'm hoping to complete it this time. I'm probably gonna bring my PSP to uni. That'd be fun. Then I can like a gamer girl. I'm joking. I'm not a gamer girl. I'm so bad at games. I prefer watching people play games than actually playing games. Like, it's too much effort. Then like at least like, you know, you can do other shit while like watching someone else play. Yeah. But yeah, Persona 2 is kind of fun, but I realized that my PSP is like lagging a lot. So that kind of sucks. Yeah, that kind of sucks. Oh, I'm getting so dizzy. Okay, cheers for better lives. Okay, sip. I don't know, I guess I'll never get used to the taste of alcohol. Yeah. I hate vodka so much. I quite like Bailey's, I must not deny. Because it's like kind of creamy. Yeah, it doesn't feel like alcohol, though like that aftertaste is there. For soju, I wish I kind of had like the flavored one. I guess I'm just a bit of a weak bitch, like. My alcohol tolerance isn't very good. Because I don't drink a lot. Contrary to popular belief. Like, getting drunk is fun. Actually, I don't know. I've never gone drunk. I've gone, like, tipsy. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't even know what I was talking about earlier. You see, I kind of like had a topic in mind, and it was like early times on the internet. But now like that's just like gone out of my head. I'm just like, I don't remember my internet experience. I don't know, I'm on Tumblr. Don't follow me on Tumblr. Not like I'm gonna tell you anyway. I don't know, how many Tumblr accounts do I do? Do I have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 10. No, actually, I have 11 because I have another one that's just for my portfolio, but that is in the side blog. But I have a lot of side blogs actually. I have like one for fashion, one for like my fandoms. No, not one for my fandoms. I have like multiple of my fandoms. I have Stir Fried Woods, which is for X1, mainly for Seungyeon. Oh god, that was my knuckle. Oh, that was so weird. I have another one for Day 6, and one for BTS, and one for Five Sauce. And then I have my main. I have a study blur, but like I don't really use it because like I don't study anymore. I will study some other time. And I get into uni. Woo! Yeah, and then I have a private one which is like for my emo shit. But it's not really emo. It's more of like my experimental shit. And I have another one that's like ghostwriting. Yeah, that was a mistake. Noon Spectrum is for fashion. Yeah, I've been kind of getting into fashion lately because like I thought that, you know, I kind of need to like pay attention to like my looks more. Like not because of other guys, but more of like because I kind of want to be like fashionable at least. Like I can't like be going up to my mom looking like a slob the entire time. So I thought like, you know, why not? Yeah. I'm getting really dizzy by the way. Was this a bad idea? I don't know. But I'm having fun. And also I haven't like eaten like, it says whitefish snack. According to my parents, like it's cuttlefish. And cuttlefish apparently stinks. But I love this snack. Like I had it when I was young, I was addicted to it, and I was so upset when my parents wouldn't buy it for me. They sell it at like cinemas as well. Yeah. I don't know, it's an Asian thing. I suppose it would be an Asian thing. Like, well, who the fuck else like eats like dried fish snacks? I was working at Muji, they sold like dried squid. And like, I don't know, they sold like a whole bunch of stuff. They sold like dried cod with mascarpone cheese. And I was like, who the fuck buys this shit? And I saw so many people buying it, and I was like, I have to try it. And my friend also said she has to try it. So like we split a pack, and we kind of just like tried fish. And I was like, okay, but nothing ever beats this. And I'm gonna miss it so much when I move out and go to uni, because like this seems to be like kind of like a Singaporean snack. Maybe I should buy some and bring over. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't miss it. It's okay, I have a whole pack to finish tonight. I guess I apologize in advance for like making this audio so long and so meaningless. But you know, if you're getting drunk with me, like it wouldn't be too much of a bother. And also like sometimes like this is kind of like entertaining, you know, like seeing drunk people in action. Like I remember in Hong Kong I got like tipsy quite a lot, and on like one of the nights that we got tipsy, I actually just like fell asleep on the dining table. And then like my friend like helped me carry me over to a bit, and I called like this guy who I was dating at the time, and I fell asleep with like my phone on my face. I think one of my friends has pictures still. But yeah, that was a thing. Anyway, that guy and I are over. Like yeah. That's a thing. Oh well, whatever. Like no regrets. Doesn't matter. Relationships, so weird. I guess I've tried online dating like quite a number of times. Like I thought like the moment like I was done with school, I thought that like I can finally invest my time into like dating, because or like in getting into a relationship, because I've never been in one. So I was like you know,
And so I like tried it out. I dated a couple of guys. Not like a couple, like, I don't know. I like talked to a bunch of people and I was like, ugh. Like, it's so draining. You get what I mean? Like, online dating is like one of like the most draining shit ever, because like, you're trying to, like, once you match with someone, it's just like, okay, so do I like you now? Am I supposed to have feelings? And if those feelings don't come, then like, it's kind of sad. It's like, have you wasted your time on this person? You know? And it kind of sucks when like, the other person is like so into you and you're not into them, you know? Yeah, that's what happened to like the guy I dated for a while. It's like, I would, like, he liked me a lot and I knew that, but I didn't like him enough. In fact, like, I don't know, I guess like it's kind of mean, but like, I don't know, I played along because I thought that like I would gain feelings with him through that kind of experience, but that wasn't true. Like, it just made me felt more pressured to like him, and like the more that happened, like the more I didn't like him at all. And that kind of sucked, because like he's a good guy, you know. Like, he's also the kind of guy who kind of like expects like everything to like kind of follow a fairy tale, which is what I thought like dating would be like, but it really isn't. Yeah. And I don't know, I guess I got like super pressured and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so I broke it off with him. Yeah. Kind of sucks, but like honestly, after like that happened, I felt really relieved. Ugh. I'm pouring the rest of my yogurt to my drink. I don't think that's gonna be enough. Yep, I'm out of yogurt. Oh no. But yogurt is so nice. Fuck vitagen, okay? Like, vitagen is like the healthier version of yogurt. And like, it doesn't taste the same. My toes don't chew the same. Sometimes like I kind of wonder like, oh, when I was on Tumblr, I know like this is kind of like, off, but like it's kind of related. When I was on Tumblr, someone like sent me an ask and was like, stop fetishizing Asians. And I was like, huh? I was like, eh? Like, I'm Asian. Like, huh? I don't know. Like, Asian fetishes, like, it's kind of weird. Yeah. I don't know, it feels a bit weird. So someone's just like, yes, the Asian. And I'm just like, huh? Like, we're living nothing special. Like, we're just yellow. We're not white. I'm getting a lot this year. I'm hoping, like, at least finish this cup. You know, I don't intend finishing all the social because like, I'm kind of like, ugh, out of it already. As you can see, I am still quite logical when I'm like tipsy, I guess, to some extent. I don't know, I'm moving around a lot now. I feel so bad for all of you who are listening to this because like, you must be wondering what a mess I am. But I've been wanting a drink for like, the past like week. Because like, before my period, I was already craving alcohol, at least like wanting to get tipsy. During my period, it kind of like amplified even more. I'm now like at the ending stages of my period, and like I'm just like, it's time for me to get tipsy. So now I'm just like, haha, drinks. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I should have gotten like flavored soju. God damn it. Yeah. I hope you guys are drinking with me, because like, it's kind of sad if like, I drink alone. Me and my yogurt soju. But like, it's not as good as the one I had from Ajumma's. I remember once I had, the first time I had yogurt soju, like I really couldn't taste the soju at all because like they put so much yogurt in it. And Kim, I was like, yeah, I'm feeling fine. And my friend told me, your face is fucking flushed. And I was like, oh damn. 17% alcohol. 17.2 actually. Yeah, I was thinking like, if this alcohol, like if the soju doesn't get me drunk, I'll just go get myself a cup of Baileys. But I don't think that's happening anytime soon. I don't know. What else is there to talk about? I went to America in like the summer. I guess it's still summer now, but like earlier in the summer. I think it was like me and I don't know what I was gonna say. Why did I mention America? Yeah, I don't remember why I mentioned America. Oh no, I'm so sorry. I kind of like, I don't know. You know, I swear I'm not an alcoholic, but it's like my third washing machine lid thing, and like, I'm getting drunk. This really goes against like my whole I'm not an alcoholic thing, but I swear I'm not. I swear I'm not. I rarely get like, I rarely drink. Not say rarely drink, but rather like I rarely get, I rarely drink to the point where I'm tipsy. Yeah, currently I just feel warm, and like the aircon is on, and I kind of need a pee, but it's okay. As long as I don't puke, it's fine. Well, the first time I went clubbing, my friends told me that like I needed to like get tipsy so that I would really enjoy my time at the club. So we ordered sake during dinner and then went to Sticky's and we had like 2 bottles of soju or 3 bottles of soju, I don't remember. And after that, we did like a bunch of mixing with like alcohol and like coke and like mango juice, if I'm not wrong. Yeah. And on our way to a club, I puked. I puked on like the fucking katsu thing, you know, it was so embarrassing. I puked on the grass. It was the worst. My friends were like, it's okay, it's okay, it's just a mixing, it's fine, you're not used to it, and all that kind of shit, but I felt so embarrassed. But I felt a whole lot better after that. Clubbing was kind of fun, but I don't think it's like something that I really want to go back to ever again. I'd rather go back to like once in a while. But it's not something I'll do regularly because I don't actually enjoy dancing. I hate dancing. It's not that I hate dancing, but I love Just Dance, but I don't know. Oh, I remember what I was going to say when, sorry about my USA trip. I went to a Hot Topic for the first time. It was like a dream. Like, emo me would have been so fucking proud. I bought myself like a 5-star t-shirt there. I was tempted to get like a Poppy t-shirt because it was like, I'm Poppy. Or like, it's not a cult. But like, I was too broke for that because it was like towards the end of my dream. No, not the end. The end of the trip. Sorry. End of the dream. That's how true. Every trip is like a dream for me. And so you go on your trip. And so you gotta do all this bunch of shit that you can't do in like real life. And you realize that you have to go back. It's like dreams suddenly fade. But yeah. Anyway, Hot Topic. Pretty cool. Because my friend was actually having like a little, was having her birthday party, and like the theme was goth, so I decided to go as like an emo that I would be proud of. The sales girl was so nice. She helped me pick out like a bunch of emo accessories. So now I have a choker with like a Venus like symbol on it, and then I have like, you know, those bracelets that are like, and no, like the little wire ones. Yeah. And like a bunch of hairpins, which I like kind of clipped to my hair. And if and I did like the little cross and I put like 3 eyes, so it's the teen, like the girl from like Persona 3. Oh my god, that was like so cool when I was younger. And like when I finally got to like materialize, I was just like, I'm living out my 13-year-old dream. It was really, really fun. Yeah, I really got to live out like my emo lifestyle at the time. I had like a band t-shirt and like jeans, yeah. And for that day, like, my feet was in black and white. So emo. Man, I really don't like alcohol, I realized. Do you think if I added lemonade, it would be better? I don't know. But the soju taste is like really strong. I don't really like that. So I guess I'm gonna add a little bit of lemonade. I'm guessing that this will like fuck up the taste a little bit, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, I guess for me, like, alcohol isn't actually like a very, I don't really like the taste of beer. I hate the taste of, what the fuck is this? Oh, no. No, I know what you mean. I hate the taste of vodka. That's for sure. I don't know. I really like sweet things. I like sangria, if that's what they're called. I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah. I love those because, like, they're kind of sweet. And I love sweet things. Oh, that's so much easier to down because, like, all I taste is the lemonade. And a bit of that thing. Oh, my hands are a bit sticky. God damn it. However. Okay, I'm just gonna play, like, whatever shit I have on my Spotify, I don't know. Yeah, I'm really not a gamer at all. Like, I enjoy playing games, but really specific kinds. I really like Ace Attorney. I kind of stopped after Trials and Tribulations, and then I played a bit of Apollo Justice, but yeah, I kind of didn't continue that. I did play Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright though, and that was really good. Like, I think that's one of, like, the best crossovers I've ever, like, experienced or, like, ever seen. Because, like, Professor Layton is, like, you know, like, solving puzzles and all that kind of shit and, like, finding clues to things. Whereas, like, Ace Attorney is more of, like, proving those things. Yeah. Oh, no. But I'm, like, kind of an idiot because, like, I don't know how to deduce things. But I really like puzzles. Yeah, so puzzle games are really fun. Like, Catherine, I've never actually played Catherine. I've only ever watched, like, my sister play. And, like, recently she played Catherine Full Body. I'll try not to spoil because I know it's not released yet, but she got the review copy, so I got to see. And I don't know, just watching her play and, like, solving puzzles, and, like, I was able to, like, kind of help her, made me feel, like, really good about myself. Yeah. So, that was fun. Today, I watched, like, a Curtis Connor video about e-boys. And oh my god, like, that's so fucking weird. E-boys, like, huh? Like, they all kind of have, like, the really, like, defined jaws. And they've been doing, like, this weird dance lately. And I saw it, I was just like, why are people amused by this? And oh my god, MadCon. Yeah, he kind of brought, like e-boys are, like, having, like, this, like, MadCon era. Oh my god, I don't know, I need a drink. Yeah, like, MadCon 2.0. Oh my god, remember MadCon and Carlo Reynolds with, like, his scandal? It's not really, like, a scandal, it's, like, real shit, you know? Like, she tried to, and his girlfriend was a minor to, like, give him a blowjob. Oh my god, that was disgusting. And he kind of, like, joked about suicide a lot. And I was like, huh? Like, that's not something you joke about, bitch. Never liked MadCon. Never will. I couldn't believe that Shawn Mendes was part of MadCon and survived, like, that nonsense. Like, with some gin and venues. I'm gonna cap my soju now because, like, I'm getting really tipsy. And, like, I don't think it's really, it's only a good thing. I still have, like, a glass of, like, soju mixed with lemonade and your hood left, so, like, I can't get too drunk. Yeah, MadCon, so weird. Like, people actually just, like, paid money just to see, like, a bunch of white boys. And Jacob Sartorius was part of it. Oh, I love this one so much.
sweet. This is Spice Girl. Take it, take it, I fuck on my whole earth.
I'm such a bad singer. Can't believe I was in choir. Oh my god.
Regular mama says she on a diet, so she only a banana.
That's all I know. I'm getting a bit dizzy. I'm not a bit dizzy, I'm very dizzy. I also kind of need a pee, but like I'll hold it for a while. I can do that. Like my tolerance is like woo.
But yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, Mango season 9 is gonna be like the fucking worst because I'm gonna like see like the ceiling spinner. Oh my god, shit.
You know, when I was younger, I actually used to be quite extroverted. Yeah. Like, I loved making friends, I loved talking to people, and then, like, I don't know. I guess, like, as I grew older, like, the more introverted I got. I guess it's, like, kind of due to art school as well, because, like, I was in theater and everyone was so outgoing, and I was also very conscious of my image. So I got, like, really shy. And then like that kind of made me into like an introvert that I am today, who has like anxiety, not kind of has anxiety, I am anxious. Yeah, which kind of sucks because like it ruins so many opportunities when you're anxious because like you're so worried all the entire fucking time. Or at least like I'm worried. You know? I'm gonna drink a bit of water, honey. Okay, yeah, that makes me feel a lot better. Yeah, so like I used to be quite extroverted, or considerably extroverted, but like, after a while, like, I don't know, I guess I got intimidated by people, and I became like super introverted, and like, making friends is like a hassle, because I'm like wondering like what I should be doing, and I guess I kind of have like a habit of like manipulating people, not like, okay, not manipulating, but more of like, I'll like listen to what people have to say and then like kind of agree with them and then like hope that like they will talk to me afterwards. Yeah, or like knowing what people like and then like bringing that up later on in a conversation so that they would notice me. Like that's what I would do to make friends, and honestly that sounds like what I would do like when I finally enter university. It should be kind of sad actually. Like I wish I wouldn't have to make friends like this and I could like just go up to someone and be like, hey, you know, but I can't do that. Like that's so sad. I really like the song Senorita. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so dizzy. You're not you when you're hungry. I don't know, I'm not even hungry. I'm just like, and I try to eat so that like, you know, I don't get too tipsy. Or go drunk because like, I have to wake up at like 8 tomorrow. Or like 8:30. And it's kind of a habit because like, my mom always wakes us up around that time. So like, I can't get drunk. Yeah. I wish I could go to a strip club. Like, to see like, women, like being confident and shit. Like damn bitch, like that's such a major turn on. And you kind of try to like, channel that for a while now. Like being confident in myself. And as narcissistic as it is, I kind of learned it from like Zen from Mystic Messenger. I was just like, you know what? I know I look good. And I'm about to tell them about that. And that's kind of like where my narcissism began.
yeah, that's how it kind of began. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so dizzy. I can't need to pee. I'll pee later. I'm always done with this glass anyway. Once I'm done with this glass, I'm just gonna stop. Oh, it's an hour. Maybe it won't go into an hour and a half. what do I want to say? Thank you to Dandy Vampire for kind of like allowing me to talk about my first, like my early encounters on the internet. Oh, I was on like Facebook for a really long time and I really like Pet Society. And this game, like for like
carnivals and shit. No, not carnivals, but like more like an amusement park. Which I really, really enjoyed. And then they took it down and I was really upset. Yeah, that makes me kind of sad. But yeah. I'm still awkward online. Just as I am now. No, wait. Just as I am. Just as I was before. Yes, English. So when people like DM me, I'm just like... like I actually get panicked. Like, I'm like honored but also panicked. Like I'm honored because like, oh my god, you were actually thinking of texting, you were actually thinking of like messaging me. But once I kind of panicked, I'm just like, oh my god, you texted me, you messaged me. Like sometimes I don't know why I respond. I'm just like, I can't let the conversation die here because I still want to talk to you, but I don't know what the fuck else to say. So please text me. I'm joking. I don't know. Sometimes I wish I was like back in school. Like, I wish I could do IP again because like I kind of miss it, you know? I don't know, Stockholm Syndrome, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, I guess I kind of miss like the whole idea of like deadlines and all that kind of shit. Mm. Oh, I feel like my heart pounding. Yeah, I'm like definitely not sober. I hope that I can get to the kitchen perfectly fine. Wash my glass, put it back fine. Do all the shit like I need to. Put the things back into the fridge perfectly fine. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I've been wanting to do like script fills, but I don't know, like washing machine learning is so fun to do because like I feel so, I don't feel like as pressure as I do for a script fill. Yeah, like I don't know, like script fills are kind of like intimidating because like am I like portraying the emotions right? Like am I doing this right? Blah blah blah. Like I have like a lot of questions and like that's not fun. And when I have to listen back to the recording, like that's like the worst thing ever. Because like I know that I'm acting. I hate it when I hear my voice when I'm acting. Whereas when I'm listening to like these kinds of rambles, I'm just like, oh god, my the content is so cringy, but like I'm like comfortable with my own voice. You get what I mean? Yeah. Cheers to that. Yeah. The water it takes is the lemonade, but I'm willing to bet there's like a whole bunch of soju in there. Oh yeah, water definitely helps. I'm worried about going to like university or like college or whatever I tell it. I don't know, I'm scared of being alone, I guess. No, not alone. I'm scared of being lonely. Yeah. Like, it kind of sucks that, like, I'm scared of these things. And it's, like, I know that's my personal problem if, like, I don't make friends. Because I probably have, like, a lot of chances to do so. Yeah.
makes me really sad, like, when I think about, like, not having any friends in uni. But I'm hoping I do. Like, class is always a good time to, like, make friends. And my cohort only has, like, 30 people. Or 28, actually, to be exact. So, and I'm not friends with, like, any of them. It's kind of sad. Can you even hear what I'm saying? Because I'm, like, mumbling a lot. I don't think I can finish all this, like, white fish. Oh, no. I hope you're tipsy with me. It'd be kind of awkward if I was like tipsy alone. I
can't think of anything else to say. But yeah.
Feel free to, like, you know, message me whenever I'm like bored most of the time. So like I probably can like reply you like quite fast. Yeah. I'm guessing I'll be posting this like in the morning when I wake up. We just like in like 8 hours or less than that, like 7 hours. Yeah. Because I don't think I'm like sober enough to like write a caption. Like a little thing. I can't remember what I said, so like so like, I don't think it'll be like the best. Yeah, I will like write like a bunch of like tags and all the shit. I mean, is this even pillow talk anymore? Like, this is literally me getting drunk. But yeah. I'm not, like, drunk. I'm tipsy. I can still kind of, like, think. Like, I'm, like, kind of processing, like, what I'm listening to and what I'm talking about. But not, like, to the best of my ability. Oh my god. Yeah, I definitely need to like pee this out, you know. But yeah. I'm gonna finish this cup. Last cheers. Cheers to a happier life. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna finish this water and I'll probably stop this. It's 1 hour and 7 minutes. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm so dizzy. I don't know when I'll get to the kitchen, but I need to get to the kitchen. I need to put everything back. I need to pee. Oh my god. I hope like you've kind of like enjoyed like me getting tipsy. And like random like drunken thoughts. And 80s like Japanese city pop music. Yeah. Thank you once again to Dandy Vampire for like the topic, which was early internet. Oh no, talking about my first time on the internet. Yeah. Oh, it's like really fun to listen to your talk. And it's kind of fun to like do this as well. Maybe when I'm not drunk, I'll probably do a better one. Not drunk, tipsy. But I'm like, you know, not tipsy and I'm like completely sober. Yeah. I hope you guys like drank with me because like it'd be kind of awkward if I didn't. Cool. Good night. I'm gonna go get like a good night's sleep and okay. Bye. I hope you had fun.